This episode is brought to you by Progressive. Most of you aren't just listening right now. You're driving, cleaning, and even exercising. But what if you could be saving money by switching to Progressive? Drivers who save by switching save nearly $750 on average. And auto customers qualify for an average of 7 discounts. Multitask right now. Quote today at Progressive.com. Progressive Casualty Insurance Company and Affiliates. National average 12-month savings of $744 by new customers surveyed who saved with Progressive between June 2022 and May 2023. Potential savings will vary. Discounts not available in all states and situations.
You wake up your spouse early in the morning, hysterical, tears in your eyes, screaming. That's what happened with me and Eric this morning. 4:30 a.m.
What's the deal?
Dude, this is crazy, and this has never happened before.
Oh, a first for the Elizabeth and Radar show. What do we got?
So my alarm goes off just a little bit before 4:30, and I get up, and the dog, Coda, she gets up, and she's hitting the bedroom door, which means, okay, she's got to go out. She has to go potty. Mm-hmm. So obviously these temps are intense. It's really cold out.
Oh, yeah.
So I don't want to just let her out and not supervise. I want to make sure that she's coming into the house right away. So I let her out. I'm half awake. It's dark. The only light that I have right now is the light in the backyard, and I have the flashlight on my iPhone. That's it. Just to be able to kind of see where I'm walking.
Yeah.
And I'm watching her, and she's out there doing her job. And then she's in the back bushes by the trees. And this is normal for her. She is a trained hunting dog.
Lean, mean, fighting machine.
German short-haired pointer. She's always hunting, always smelling. Smelling for bunnies, smelling for squirrels, smelling for voles, mice, all of it, all the time. And she's burying bones in the backyard and pig ears, her little pig ears she'll bury in the backyard, especially now that there's snow. It's like her favorite thing to bury it all in the snow. And spring is a real fun time. And so she's in the back pawing at something. And I'm like, what is she doing? And she's like being delicately pawing it. And I'm watching her thinking, this is new. This is not how she would dig up one of her bones. And so I'm trying to squint and look further. And then all of a sudden, she puts her head in the snow. She picks it up. And something that I would compare to be the size of a 15-inch sub you'd get at Cousins is in her mouth. And she is head held high. And I'm like, is it a stick? Like, what is this? This huge. And I'm like, and in the kitchen, I'm watching this in the patio door, and I'm going, oh my God, oh my God, oh my God, what is this? What is this? And she's
a 6-inch sub.
And she's like, slow. No, this thing's huge.
Yeah.
This thing is like, it is so big.
A foot long.
It's huge. And she's slowly walking like a predator in the snow towards me with these, I could see in her eyes, she's like, oh, mom, you just wait. So what do I do? And I know these are dangerously cold temps. I get it. I closed the patio door really quickly because I'm like, whatever this is not coming into the house. Is it dead? Is it alive? Is it a thing? Is it an animal? Is it a stick? Is it a log?
This is her coming down back to the house.
She's coming back to the house. So while she's slowly coming back to the house, all proud and excited, I sprint upstairs and I'm like, Eric, I literally like, Eric, 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 and I'm hitting him like, and you can just imagine. He's like, what is going on? He's half awake. I'm like, she has something in her mouth. I don't know what. I mean, I have tears. I'm crying. I am freaking out. I'm like, you have to deal with this. I don't know what this is.
Meanwhile.
And then what do we hear downstairs? She's banging the patio door to get into the house. And she's like, ferociously banging the patio door.
She's coming in, baby. Let's go. Eric, I'm showing you what I won.
Eric's just in his underwear. It's so cold outside. And he's like, oh, where? I need my slippers. And I'm like, do you want a robe? And he's like, I don't know. And a couple swear words here and there. And he's like, oh my gosh, what? What? And so he runs downstairs. There is Coda. And do you want to know what this was?
What was it?
It was a completely frozen bunny. It was a dead,
big bunny
that was like
dead bunny,
almost like it was in jumping motion, frozen like that. Like this thing is. And so Eric's in his underwear and his muck boots, and he's trying to open the patio door.
So basically, he looks like Cousin Eddie without the robe. And something was full, Clark.
And it's super cold out. And so he's trying to open the door and he's telling her, Coda, leave it. Leave it. Leave it. And she's just wagging her tail like, you guys, look at what's in the yard.
I'm not listening to this command today because I got something big.
And I am not helping. I am just
You're
like,
screaming.
I have hands on my face.
The neighbors are calling 911.
Out.
Elizabeth is screaming. She's crying. And he's saying, leave it. We need to get
so
the...
So he's grabbing her collar. And then he grabs the legs of the frozen bunny and is trying to get it out of her mouth.
Mm-hmm. Mm-hmm.
And then he puts her in the house. Bunny's just laying there.
In the house?
Outside on the patio.
Okay.
He closes the patio door. And then he's like, good girl. Good girl. I said, what do you mean, good girl? And he looked at me and he goes, she's a hunting dog.
You got to praise her.
And he gives her treats.
So what happened with the carcass?
So
did you call the coroner?
I had to hold her back because he had to get plastic bags.
Good. Yep.
You know, paper towel, picks it up. He just put it in a plastic bag and put it in the garbage.
Right, it's in the plastic bag.
Yeah,
though.
And then she's just...
body bag.
Hitting the patio door, like, get me back out there. Get me back out there.
So now you know where she's going to go all the time. Hey, I found it here. Maybe Dad put it back. I'm going to go back and check. What if, God forbid, there's other ones out there, and she finds them all right around that area?
I don't know what happened. According to him, he said that there's no way that, she killed it. Like, that thing's been there for a while.
You would have kind of...
And it was frozen.
It was frozen.
It had been there for a while. All I said was, thank goodness he was home.
Yes. No.
What would have happened if I was alone?
Thank goodness he was home and not off on a business trip. Because I know what kind of text I would have got at 4:30 in the morning. Can you come out to Waukesha? I have nobody else to call. And I know you're up. You're like one of the only people I know is up for doing the show. Could you come out here and get rid of this rabbit?
You're exactly right.
You would have called me.
And would you have come over?
Yeah, beer in the fridge?
Yes.
Okay, we're done.
This episode is brought to you by Progressive Insurance. What if comparing car insurance rates was as easy as putting on your favorite podcast? With Progressive, it is. Just visit the Progressive website to quote with all the coverages you want. You'll see Progressive's direct rate, then their tool will provide options from other companies so you can compare. All you need to do is choose the rate and coverage you like. Quote today at Progressive.com to join the over 28 million drivers who trust Progressive. Progressive Casualty Insurance Company and Affiliates. Comparison rates not available in all states or situations. Prices vary based on how you buy.